It's time for today's pregame visit, sponsored by Bill's Cost Plus, where all items are at cost plus 10% at checkout. Now, here's Matt Stoltz with the head coach of the Red Wolves, Blake Anderson.
Back on the Centennial Bank pregame show. Time now for our Bills Cost Plus pregame visit as we continue to get you set for this afternoon's matchup in the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl between A-State and Nevada. Joined now by A-State head coach Blake Anderson. And, Coach, been 5 weeks since your team last played. Been a long time, but I know your guys are more than ready to get out there this afternoon.
It has been a long break, something we haven't dealt with in a long time. All the bowl games we've been to in recent years have been pretty quick turnarounds. Without an open week during the season, haven't been away from football very much. But try to use it to get some guys freshened up. Got some good practices in leading to Arizona, and now hoping to play a good game and see if we can find a way to get number 9.
8 straight winning seasons, 8 straight bowl games, the last 5 of which you've been a part of, continues to be a great run for this program.
Yeah, it's just, we got to keep doing that, man. We got to find a way to keep building this program. And we had aspirations of an even better season, but there were some bumps in the road with the injuries, and good to see how the guys finished. Thought they played really well down the stretch. You know, one of the best teams that we've been a part of down the last 4 or 5 weeks of the season. I'd like to think we can carry that into this game. This is a good team to play, and it's going to be a challenge, but if we play like we were playing down the stretch, man, I like our chances to win.
You talk about this team. It seems to be a very evenly matched game against Nevada. Their strengths seem to be very similar, as well as you look at the statistics, a lot of that the same as well.
Yeah, I do think it's a really well-matched game. And they're capable in every area. They throw the ball well. They can run it. They're big up front on the D-line, create some problems for you there. They're well-coached. And they'll be hungry. This is one of those deals where you always look at bowl games. Who wants it bad enough? Who wants to be there? And can you avoid the big mistake? And we've been able to do that for a while. That's why we've won games down the stretch. We got to do it again today.
Your team averaged 40 points a game over the course of the last 6 weeks of the season. I know you'd love to keep that momentum going into today.
Yeah, we would. That'd be a great place to be. I think the unknown is just how you respond to the time that we've had off. Sometimes it'll make offenses a little bit slow, but every once in a while you'll see a team go out and really click. I'd love to think we can do that today. We've had good practices. We're healthy-ish, I guess would be the right word. Didn't get everybody back, but we were healthier than we were. And I thought the guys really prepared the right way.
Final game for those two Edmond, Oklahoma boys, Justice Hansen and Warren Wine. They've had two fantastic careers, and Warren just 45 yards away now from becoming the 5th 3,000-yard rusher in school history.
Yeah, I'd like to see him get that. I would expect that would be something he can handle today. They've been fun to coach. You know, they both came here at different times but have been great friends. They're both voted team captains for us, which I think is a great honor to go on top of all the other things they've done while they were here. But nothing would be more fun than to really watch them go out and play well today. It's the last opportunity for scouts to see them. I know Justice obviously is in his mind just what's going to happen at the next level. I know Warren's opportunity is not quite as big, but who knows? I mean, just does so many things. He'd be one of those guys you'd like to have around you.
You'll have to contend with a Nevada defense that really does a good job getting after quarterbacks. 32 sacks on the year, and they're also top 15 in the country in tackles for a loss.
Yeah, and they do it in different ways, and they come out of a 3-down front, so they're able to bring pressure from a lot of different spots. They're really, really big up on that. Those three guys, whoever they put in, they're massive, take up a lot of space. So it'll be a little bit different than what we've seen. We saw some different looks in our last 2 or 3 games of the season. This will be a unique look for us. We have not seen this much size on the front in a while. So our O-line is going to have their hands full.
For your defense, they've given up just 17 points or less in each of the last 4 games. And in today's college football world, that's something you don't see very often.
Yeah, it'd be huge today if we can slow these guys down. They spread it out. They RPO you to death. They come kind of an air raid system, which is similar to what we do. And so we know that they have the weapons to hurt us. Now, they're going to have to contend with our pass rush. Hopefully we can get to the quarterback and make him uncomfortable.
And you look at the similarities, and really they've got a senior quarterback that has set a lot of records at their school, and then they've got the freshman of the year in the Mountain West at running back too.
Yeah, weapons across the board. And they're balanced. You know, they're not just going to throw it or run it. They're going to make you think of both. That's what the RPO game really comes into play. I do think it comes down to, can we control the line of scrimmage and make them uncomfortable? We don't want to let the quarterback sit in the pocket and work through progressions. We need to make him move off his mark. We need Bingham and those guys up front to get to him.
And special teams, a chance to actually set an NCAA record this afternoon. Minus 15 punt return yards allowed on the season. The NCAA record is minus 9.
Hopefully we don't have to punt, number one. That would be great. But if we do, I feel really good that he can keep that ball up in the air and we can avoid having punt returns. And that'd be a neat record to have. It's not one that we set out this season really eyeballing. It just has kind of happened. He's done such a good job of targeting the ball and hanging it up when we've needed him to. And probably the best that I've ever seen at pinning it inside the 10.
That's A-State's Blake Anderson with our Bills Cost Plus pregame visit. More to come here on the Centennial Bank pregame show as we get you set for A-State and Nevada right after this. This is Arkansas State football on the EAB Red Wolves Sports Network from Learfield.